Mike Walschlager protests the war weekly at the Marathon County Courthouse, usually without incident. But last Friday, someone called police to complain about the language on his sign. It read, "This war is Bush," with the letters IT added to the end of the president's name. Police seized his sign and issued him a citation for disorderly conduct, but a UW-Madison professor says it's unlikely the charge will stick. Donald Downs says a 1971 U.S. Supreme Court ruling upheld the right of an anti-draft protester to wear a jacket with the F word on it.
The court held that this was, you know, a political form of expression. He was making a political point about the draft, and that it was inappropriate for the state to say that certain words could not be used in conveying that message. And that case would seem to apply to this case.
Downs says instead of punishing such speech, local officials should be protecting it.
You know, political speech you want to protect as much as possible. Constitutional democracy depends upon that protection. And the best way to respond to what this guy did is to use counter speech. You know, tell him why he's full of it.
Officials in Wausau say they are talking to First Amendment attorneys about the wisdom of trying to enforce the citation. Police Chief Bill Brandemore says it's possible the disorderly conduct charge could be dropped.
Especially if we're talking political expression, I guess there's more in favor of the protester to protect their right. And we certainly don't want to strip people of their rights around here, but we want to make sure we get a good analysis before we take the next step.
Protester Mike Walschlager says he will fight the citation, and there's precedent in his favor. Officials in Platteville arrested a man last spring during a visit by President Bush. Frank Vandenbush was carrying a sign with the letters F-U-G-W on it. The city eventually dropped the citation against him, but Vandenbush sued the city for violating his free speech rights and won a $12,000 settlement paid by the city's insurance company. The city also amended its disorderly conduct ordinance to prevent similar incidents in the future. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.